I'm going to look at Proverbs chapter 6, 12 through 23. Now, Proverbs is a very interesting book. There's some little paragraphs at the beginning, and then they get into a couple little catchy, piffy little sayings. But I saw a sign when I was down at the hospital there with Judy, and you heard me say an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but a proverb a day will keep the devil away. At the coffee shop, it'll said, a cup of coffee will keep the doctor awake. I thought that's pretty cool. Anyhow, every week I'm going to do a proverb, and until we get through the whole book, I'll just pick some. But this particular one, I think, is very interesting because it's about flattery. Hear God's Word, Book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 12 through 23. Hear a description of a worthless and wicked people. They are constant liars, signaling the true intentions to their friends by making signs with their eyes and their feet and their fingers. Their perverted hearts plot evil. They stir up trouble constantly. But they will be destroyed suddenly, broken beyond hope of healing. Now, do you know there are six things that the Lord hates? No, seven. He detests a haughty eye, a lying tongue, hands that kill innocent, a heart that plots evil, feet that race to do wrong, false witness who pours out lies, a person who sows discord among the brethren. My son and daughters, obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's teaching. Keep their words always in your heart. Tie them around your neck. Wherever you walk, their counsel can lead you. When you sleep, they will protect you. When you wake up in the morning, they will advise you. For these commands and this teaching are a lamp to light the way ahead of you. The correction of discipline is the way to life. Wow! Well, I said about flattery. It's a word and a tool that Satan uses to lead us into sin. You can find that back in Genesis 3 and Matthew 4, how Satan used flattery to make people want to do some evil things. Well, here, the writer of Proverbs that I just read graphically portrays a young man's and women's ability and vulnerability in the face of flattery, used as sexual temptation. So it's wise to ask yourself, what a person may be hoping to gain by heaping praise upon you. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Well, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for allowing me to share a little part of the Book of Proverbs. Have a wonderful day.